We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're glad to welcome to the show today the reigning ACC Women's Basketball Coach of the Year, and of course the head coach of the Fighting Irish, Neil Ivey. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Great to catch up with you, as always. You know, it's summertime. You know, it's a downtime for a lot of people, but it's a pretty important time for basketball coaches, especially really all coaches, I guess, you know, in terms of recruiting and all that kind of stuff. Has your itinerary been pretty full for you already?
It has, actually. It's probably the busiest May I think I've ever had, just with speaking engagements. And I did a stint with USA Basketball. I was a court coach for the U19 World Cup team. And also, we had an added evaluation weekend. So I was pretty busy.
Yeah, I had heard they kind of changed the schedule, or, you know, the calendar around a little bit this year. So I'm sure that it's, you know, everyone's kind of adjusting to it. And, you know, for you, you're going into your fourth season. I'm curious. Recruiting, it's always been a big thing for you, an important thing for you. Is it still as big a part of your job, you know, personally for you as when you took the job?
Absolutely. You know, obviously our roster and the makeup of the team is the most important, bringing in just incredible talent, but also incredible young women. And so, yeah, the recruiting piece and developing relationships, that's pretty number one, top three of this position.
You know, as we speak, there was a pretty big announcement that came out today. Jack Swarbrick's going to step down and Peter Bavakwa is going to replace him in a year. As someone who was hired by him just 3 years ago, what was your initial reaction to this news?
Yeah, I was surprised. It was kind of bittersweet, you know, because it was just a lot of emotions, I think, in that room, and just excitement, but also like, wow, you know, like the change always is it just feels different. And just hearing the news, it was kind of like bittersweet, because I understand being a part of a succession plan. And so I feel like I kind of understand what Jack's going through and our new, you know, eventually new AD, what he's going to go through. So it was really interesting, to say the least. You know, that I didn't think I was going to have that news today. So, you know, just really, I'm grateful for Jack. Like you mentioned, like, he hired me and I've had an incredible relationship with him, but I've known him for a very long time being an assistant. You know, he's a mentor, somebody that I've really grown to have like an amazing relationship with. So it was kind of bittersweet.
Peter Bavakwa is a Domer himself. Do you know him very well?
No, I actually met him at our first Notre Dame summit last year. It was in New York last May, and this year it was in Colorado Springs. So that's the only time I've ever met him, but I've heard amazing things about him, just, you know, his resume and how successful he's been at NBC.
Yeah. And I mean, you'll have a chance, it sounds like, to get to know him pretty well. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, we touched on your summer. You're going to have a pretty busy travel itinerary coming up here pretty soon, not just for you, but with your team as well. I guess for starters, the biggest of the news is that fun season opener that's going to take place in Paris in November against South Carolina. It's going to be the first college basketball game ever played over there. So this is kind of something, you know, for me, it's like I knew about it for a long time. I would hear like little bits and pieces from administrators and coaches and stuff, you know, like things that were in the works. And they're like, you can't say anything. But how did this whole thing come about to get to play a college basketball game in Paris?
Yes. Well, when I took over and got the job, I think the next year, so year two, I got a call from Lee Miller that kind of works with, you know, her company. I can't remember the company's name right now, but she reached out and wanted to gauge my interest in this opportunity, you know, spoke on Notre Dame and South Carolina potentially playing each other, two major powerhouses and major brands, and coaches, you know, being able to play against Dawn Staley. And I was like, absolutely, you know, sign me up. but again, like around that time, you know, we were still kind of coming back from normalcy with COVID. So, you know, she was kind of like a couple years down the road, and then, you know, got the companies together, both institutions and administration, and found a date. And now it's obviously come to life, and there was a lot of behind the scenes conversations and things that happened. And I'm just appreciative of Lee and everyone behind the scenes and her team, Dawn in South Carolina, just being a part of this historic event. And I'm super, super excited for it.
Imagine what were the players like when they found out about this, you know, the chance to go to Paris?
Yes, they were so excited. They were just through the roof. And then being able to play South Carolina, having that matchup early in the season, like such an incredible matchup and competitive. And they were so excited. You know, they understand the magnitude of being another first. You know, last year with the Citibank game, we were the first televised women's game on NBC. And so this is another first, traveling to Paris, you know, just like checking off a lot of goals and bucket lists for pretty much everyone. So they're thrilled.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You're going to take another overseas trip before that, though, taking the team to Croatia for a tour this summer. This is going to be your first as a head coach. You've obviously done it as an assistant before. What's the biggest benefit to doing one of these overseas tours?
Well, I think number one is just like my goal is to make sure that this team has life-changing experiences, to be able to go abroad, to be able to just experience other cultures. And that is like number one. So the experience, the student athlete experience, we also get a chance to play 3 games. So I do get a chance to have practice this summer. That's always an incredible opportunity to kind of see what our team looks like. You know, it's a new team. We have incredible freshmen coming and some incredible grad transfers. So we'll get a chance to get on the court. So we also, outside of touring and exploring different cultures, we get a chance to play basketball. So I'll have film to watch. I could do something this summer. Just really build early before we start the season, and especially with having such a competitive start playing in South Carolina.
Well, I mean, you are going to have some significant newcomers, and you kind of led me right into that, starting with the grad transfers. Anna DeWolf coming over from Fordham. I guess just for start, what are you looking for from her?
Well, number one, her leadership, to be honest. We played against her for, you know, two seasons, one time with me. I think it was my first year. And so I knew about her, watching and scouting against her. And I was always just really, really impressed. And she's a high-level scorer, high-level guard, extremely high IQ, her toughness, and, again, her leadership. I think her coming in as a fifth year, she has a chip on her shoulder. And I think she's really going to do a great job of leading us in so many different categories. But, like, culture-wise, I think she's going to be a perfect fit for us.
Well, it sounds like just all those things that you described, plus the fact that she's a three-point shooter as well, it's like literally walking into that role that Dara Mabry had for you the last couple of years.
Exactly. You know, I wanted to get more athletic, and I wanted to get some more scoring, and, you know, I want to shoot more threes. I always talk about, like, pace, and I felt like she checked that box. Like you said, with the departure of Dara, I have two great three-point shooters coming in, and Anna's going to do a great job with stretching to the three-point line.
And then you lose a big post presence with Lauren Ebo, who, of course, used a grad transfer from Texas last year, and you get right. Becky Obinma from Pepperdine. And she played against Cal State Fullerton when Sherelle was out there, an assistant at Fullerton. Does that kind of help when you've got someone on the staff who's seen her a little bit before, maybe prep for her before?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Sherelle was very familiar with her and, you know, spoke really highly of her just competing against her in their league. And Becky is just, again, she's a great athlete. She was a track star before she kind of started playing basketball. She came over from also TCU. She was at TCU and Pepperdine. So she has a lot of experience. She's a back to the basket post. She'll give us that post presence. A little bit different from Ebo, but she definitely gives us that post presence that we're that graduated. So I'm excited to see her. She's a great rim runner. Like, she's really fast and athletic. Kind of plays above the rim, even with her size. So I'm interested in see how that translates with us. And and she's another one with a chip on her shoulder, is eager and hungry like Anna. So I'm excited for both of them. I think they're perfect fits.
63 block shots, I think, the last couple of years too. That's not bad at the defensive end.
Love that. Love to hear that.
Yeah. I saw that recently. I don't remember where I saw this. One of the reporters, I think, said that you're one of five women's schools in the country that didn't lose a player to the transfer portal this year. Not a bad distinction, huh?
Yeah, it's actually something I'm extremely proud of. I was waiting to the end of that calendar, and then I celebrated with my staff. I think for me, you know, retaining a team, retaining a roster is really, really important to me. And I'm really grateful for the commitment and the buy-in of my team, and to be able to add some incredible pieces, but to be able to grow with my team is something that's really important to me.
Well, of course, you got a couple freshmen coming in as well. Hannah Hidalgo, between the McDonald's All-American game and Team USA. I mean, she's had quite an offseason so far, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's a superstar. She's a superstar, and I'm so proud of her. She's accomplished so much, like you just mentioned, but she's just an ultimately amazing young woman. She's a great kid, and she's going to come in and hit the ground running right away. She's blossoming. You know, this past year, I feel like she's really grown with her confidence and just her game. And I think she's going to, again, be somebody her game's going to translate very, very smoothly here at Notre Dame.
Well, I mean, it's got to be important to have another high caliber point guard on the roster, I would imagine, as well.
Absolutely. You know, especially with the, unfortunately, with the injuries that we sustained last year with Dara and Liv, that was important to me to have another ball handler, another point guard. I always, you know, recruit point guards every 2 years.
Right.
But I'll go back to Anna DeWolf. She can also help as well. She's a really good ball handler. I think she can play multiple positions. So I think she'll help as well. But yeah, Hannah is just ultimate high IQ point guard, pass first point guard, but also somebody that can defend. And she's going to bring the energy. It's contagious.
And then Emma Risch, the other freshman, tall guard at 6'2". You're getting a lot more length out there on the perimeter with these last couple classes, huh?
Absolutely. They love being called big guards. So she's another big guard. I honestly compare Emma to Alicia Ratai okay. as far as her shooting. She is a pure shooter. I don't think I've seen a shooter with her caliber, from my opinion, in recruiting her since Alicia. So I'm interested to see how she's going to do with those 3-point records, because I think she's the type of person that could potentially break those.
Wow, that's a pretty good comparison if you're going to compare yes. just 3-point shooter, someone who played obviously right. Now, does she talk more than Alicia though?
She talks way more than Alicia.
Okay, all right.
But she's got a beautiful shot, and she's, like you said, big guard, and she's very she reads defenses really well. And she just said, you guys are going to be really impressed by her 3-point range.
All right. Looking forward to that. Well, you know, with the four newcomers, that gives you 12 scholarship players on the roster now. And you've kind of said before, maybe you like having a smaller roster. Did what you went, you know, you mentioned Liv between her and Dara, both with the injuries, and Lauren yes. was hurt a little bit last year too. Did that kind of change your mind maybe a little bit just on how you want the roster composed?
Yes. I mean, I think 12 is my ideal number, you know, okay. and just since the landscape of, you know, transfer portal and, you know, being the coach, like this year, I think I got that really comfortable number at 12. I mean, I held, I think, 10 to 11, a couple years, and at 12 is ideal. You know, every year changes. Right. But I think this is a great number to work with.
You know, we've talked a little bit about the transfers. I'm curious, as big a topic as NIL continues to be, how has that impacted just your recruiting, whether it's portal or kids out of high school? What kind of impact has that had so far?
Yeah, well, NIL, I feel like every year it's so new still. And I think every institution is navigating in a different way. And I have a lot of support here at Notre Dame. Every year I'm learning what's the best beneficial route for my program and my team. I'm an advocate of, you know, making sure that they do have incredible opportunities. And I'm always trying to find ways to help, you know, this or guide them. Cause, you know, again, as coaches, we can't necessarily be in the weeds with them, but right. guide them in a way that's going to be beneficial for them. And that's what we're trying to do every year. I'm trying to navigate through that, but it's the ever-changing landscape. And I think I could probably speak on behalf of all coaches that it's evolving every year. So every year we're trying to, you know, stay current, stay at market value with the competition of all schools. But that's kind of how I navigate it. And, you know, I feel like Notre Dame, the brand of Notre Dame is so powerful.
Sure.
I'm excited that my players, you know, are having great opportunities.
How's Olivia's recovery going right now?
It's going well. She's doing well, honestly. You know, we have an incredible performance team. I know I talk about it all the time, but I feel like Ann Marquez, our trainer, and Jarrett Moore, they've done a great job of helping her, guiding her. She's right on schedule, I guess you can say. She's doing well. And she did a great job of going home, working out, and just came back. Like, actually, she just kind of came back a day or two ago. And right back at it, right back at rehab. So I know that she's going to have a fantastic summer, and she has a lot of support here.
So are you hopeful that she'll be ready once November rolls around?
Yeah, I mean, you just never know. I mean, I've come yeah. back from two, and every situation, every individual is different. So we're just, you know, playing it going day by day, not trying to look too far in the future, but staying on the present and making sure that she's healed and rehabbing properly.
You know, I'm curious. You've got a lot of great fans. You've got a super fan, it seems like, in Marcus Freeman, you know, out there for you. I saw he did that. He was all over the country here a few weeks ago, and they did an online diary for him, and they talked about how, you know, he went to South Carolina, and he actually visited with Dawn Staley a little bit out there. But I'm just curious, from your perspective, what's it like having a super fan like Marcus Freeman back in your team?
I think it's awesome. I think we have a great synergy, I think, with all coaches here. We have so much respect for everyone. And And he's just been an incredible advocate and supporter from day one. Like right when he got the job, I think it was between 24 hours, he found my number, reached out and was like, whatever you need, I'm here. And we both recruiting, I've definitely sent a lot of recruits to speak to him. And it's just, again, just the support, I think is the biggest thing that I'm really grateful for. I think he's an incredible colleague. But just to know you have somebody that kind of has your back and understands, you know, the pressure expectations of being in these incredible roles as being head coaches for both programs. It's awesome just to have somebody you can just talk to and help support. And I like to shout out also Coach Corrigan, men's lacrosse.
Yeah.
Won the championship. I'm so proud of him. And again, like I said, we're all super supportive of each other. Gia from fencing. It's just an incredible network of family of coaches here.
Yeah, I think lacrosse, they're still trying to make their way back from Germany, if my timeline is right.
They're on a whirlwind, which is so exciting for them.
That's right. It was very exciting seeing them win a national championship last week. And, you know, your son, Jaden, just finished his rookie season, of course, with the Pistons. And now he's got a Notre Dame alum himself as the head coach, Monty Williams. Do you know Monty very well? Have you been able to kind of interact with him much in the past?
Yeah, he actually came on campus a long time ago when I was an assistant. I met him then and just have, you know, some mutual friends and colleagues that I've kind of shared messages through them to say congratulations to Monty. So I have met him before and have passed many messages along to him. And I'm just really, really excited that he's the leader of the Pistons and Jaden's coach. I think he's an incredible coach, but also just an incredible role model and mentor that I think Jaden's really going to learn a lot from. So I'm very excited.
What's it like for you, you know, not just running a high profile program of your own, but keeping up with the Sun playing at that level? I know you bounced around quite a bit when he was still at Purdue and you tried to last year, you know, in Detroit. What's that like keeping that up?
Yes, it is. I definitely need to do a documentary because it is definitely busy. I am on the road, you know, as much as I can. I try to balance as much as I can. And luckily, because he plays so much that if I can't be there and present, they're present, I can watch, you know, NBA League Pass. I tape all his games. So I get a chance to watch a lot. But I'm an active mother. I like to get on that road. I like to be there in person. I like to watch the warm-ups and give him a hug after the game. So it's very busy. It can get hectic, but that's my, you know, he's my heart and soul. So if I come back having less sleep, it's fine because I got a chance to spend time with him.
I mean, it's once in a lifetime.
It is.
It's like not everybody gets to go through that.
So. Exactly. I'm blessed. And I'm just grateful that he's only 3 hours away, but it was a fun, really, really fun year.
Neil Ivey, hey, appreciate your time. It was great catching up with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sean.
No problem. Thank you. That's Neil Ivey, head coach, of course, of the Fighting Irish women's basketball team.